Okay. Yep, we're recording.
Hello.
So if you can just introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about how you linked up with our Impact Lab project to help with your role.
Okay, so my name is Nicola and I was the community worker for the Crystal Palace Overground Festival. And so my role was to really engage with groups around the community, encouraging them to take part or put on an event for the Crystal Palace Overground Festival. And we had been talking quite a lot about how, you know, the arts are very important for people and can bring a lot of well-being into the community and connect people and bring people together. But it's very hard to show the impact of that in the wider scheme of quite a big festival as well. I think it was 28,000 people. And superhighways have got a really good reputation, I think, for supporting all types of groups to look at how they can best show what they're doing within communities or wherever. So it was really useful to first of all have a chat to, because I thought I was going to do this and I just not having any technological skills and to be quite fearful of anything technical. I wanted to have a chat with superhighways and just see what kind of training I could have for myself to look at how I might gather that impact.
And we actually used audio, didn't we, to kind of capture a lot of input from people who are involved. Can you tell us a little bit about how that worked for you and how you seem to gain lots of confidence and start to capture that yourself?
So after the initial kind of sit down and work.
Hi, my name is Pamela Cumberbatch. I'm the CEO of Unique Roots.
So after having a chat and really working out what we wanted to capture, we felt it was very important to use the audio and catch people in the moment, in that spontaneity of having experienced something, so that they were quite free to express how the project had impacted them or what they got out of it. So, and found that people were much more willing to sort of give their opinion. We started off going around together in pairs to look at, or I sort of modelled my behaviour on superhighways and learnt from there. And then as I was going around to meet all the groups and work with the people that I had been contacting over the 3 or 4 months, I just had my iPads with me and I just got really into it actually, and it felt quite natural, and it sort of in some ways opened up the door or allowed me to ask the questions that I want to get without it being intrusive, I suppose, because we knew that that's what we were doing, but at the same time it didn't feel like I need to get this evaluation from you now, can you just answer these questions. It was very much more free, spontaneous and I think real in how people responded.
Have you got a couple of favourite project or feedback that you captured that you thought?
I loved at the park. So there was a sports day at Westo Park and I was interviewing some children about their sports day and how it was.
Hi, my name's Pamela Cumberbatch. I'm the CEO of Unique Roots. Unique Roots was set up 3 years ago in order to include the local community.
That's fine. Keep going.
Okay. So I was at Westo Park and it was the sports day for the kids and I was interviewing a 4 or 5 year old about he just won, had just done a race And I was asking how it felt to be a winner. And he started telling me about his, like, cultural day at school and the fact that Spanish people eat potatoes. So, it has been quite interesting. I also kind of found a lot about myself and how I talk to people, because I did so many recordings. I found myself repeating the words great and that's amazing. And so that was a really good reflection on me to kind of extend my vocabulary with people.
But also that's... you kind of fitted into the role of interviewer to encourage people to say things, yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your hopes for what next? Do you think this material can be used to look at building in, or continuing to build in the community event side of the festival?
Yeah. I mean, there was a big report that we created, and photos and soundscapes have been used and sent to different funders. I think it would have been lovely to have... I mean, we did talk about kind of growing it into... so that community groups then started to engage and utilise bring it together a bit more, but I think that needed a lot more work for that to happen.
We have just an update. We are going to the community shop on Monday.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, so I've been to see Rebecca since.
Nice!
And so something that's grown out of there is we're going to capture, it's the last day of their current ESOL training.
Right.
So she's got a nice group, I think all of women, and so she thought it would be really nice to come along.
Perfect.
And again, use audio to capture. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
brilliant, that's really good. I also love the fact that when it was put together, it was very much done as in stories, which was quite nice. You can just kind of go in, pick a story and just run with it, really. It's good.
Good, thank you.